Welcome to Stutter Talk. This is our final episode of 2013 featuring the always awesome and inspiring Stutter Talk B-Team. Stutter Talk is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are listener supported. When you give to Stutter Talk by December 31st, you help pay for another year of Stutter Talk and support us in our mission of talking openly about stuttering. Stutter Talk does not have a single paid host or paid employee. Please do your part to keep Stutter Talk thriving by making your tax-deductible donation today. Go to stuttertalk.com and click that yellow donate button. Happy New Year and enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to Stutter Talk. You're here with two-thirds of the B-Team. I'm Roisin, I'm one of our regular co-hosts, and I'm here with Karen Herring.
Hey, everyone.
And Joel Cordy, unfortunately, is having some technical issues, so he is recording a show remotely from Minnesota and listening in silence to us. As we record. So it is December 17th and the holidays are rapidly approaching, if not already here. And we usually sort of like have a show this time of year about the holidays and about going home to your family and stuttering there. So I was going to throw it over to Karen to see if she had any thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be definitely spending a lot of time with my family over the next, I guess, 2 weeks or so. I don't know. I think stuttering is like less of a big deal now. I think I'm in a different place with it. So when like my grandparents or aunts and uncles or whoever comment on it or ask, it's almost like something that I just don't want to talk about as much. Not because like I'm trying to avoid it, just because like I'm over having to explain it to them.
Hmm.
My one great grandmother that I'm going to be seeing is, I guess in the earlier stages of dementia. So she forgets a lot.
Hmm.
And I found that recently she likes to ask me, about my job and about stuttering a lot, and then she'll forget, and then she'll ask me again, and then she'll forget and ask me again, which is super fun.
Yeah.
Because then the talk's not just happening once, but it's happening again and again and again.
It's good practice.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. There's not too much like concern or stress going on about having to see family stuttering related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like most of the conversations that I would want to have already been had. You?
Yeah. I think it's the same for me. I like wrote a big letter to my extended family, which is quite large. I have like probably on holidays probably like 30 of us gather, and I wrote them a letter in an email probably like 3 or 4 years ago about stuttering. Mm-hmm. And since then it's been like, you know, pretty low stress during family events because they're all aware and supportive of my stuttering.
Yeah, I probably heard about this like years ago, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, so like basically, I was it was before my like big family vacation in Maine, which is annual, and I had done, I think it was after AAS or maybe right before AAS, and I had been thinking about stuttering, making all these changes, and I knew that I was going to be spending 2 weeks what would they call it, these people? Mm-hmm. And if I didn't tell them all in like an easy way, efficiently, then like I would be really stressed out on the vacation, feeling like I had to either like hide or like advertise all the time.
Right.
So I wrote like a kind of a long email about like my stuttering story, which probably shocked them because like many of them didn't even really know that I stuttered. And I like sort of told them my whole story in the email. And then was just like, I'm telling you this because I'm going to see you all and I'm going through some changes and I want you to know. And like the response was really powerful. And like people were like emailing me like really personal emails and like really nice responses.
In the email, did you like tell them things to do or to not do? Or was like just like you wanted to share, but you're not asking anything of them?
Yeah, I didn't really ask anything of them. I just like asked them to like understand, I guess, where I was coming from, which is basically that like I'm trying to accept this now instead of necessarily like change it.
Right.
And like that's where I was at that time. And this year at Christmas, it's a little bit different because I think I'm bringing home this guy that I'm dating.
Wait, what?
Carrie knows him.
I didn't know that you were going to bring him home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he have any stuttering concerns about that?
I'm sure he does, but like not like overwhelming. But it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
For my family. Yeah, I don't really have much to many concerns overall about stuttering it. I'm in front of my family anymore.
What was the response like? I mean, I know you said that a lot of people emailed you really nice things after you wrote the letter.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird to like then see them face to face.
Yeah, it was weird because a lot of people like wrote me like really personal things. Like I had this disorder and I have like this issue. Like, and you know, I've always felt like I couldn't really bring it up to our family, but this makes me want to tell people. And some of the people like I wasn't that close to, and they sent me like really personal things. So it was interesting seeing them in person after that.
Yeah. Huh.
Because we didn't really talk about those things, but it was like we both knew these very personal things. But I feel like, I mean, this might be a little self-centric, but I felt like it brought our whole family a lot closer because like people were talking about it and people were like, wow, like, you know, she shared something really personal and like everyone was like, it seemed to like kind of energize everyone to sort of be closer.
Yeah.
Because my family, we're close, we go on vacation together, we're always together on the holidays, but like, we don't necessarily, like most families, like as an extended family, don't necessarily like, explicitly share like what we're struggling with personally.
Right.
So it kind of broke that barrier down a bit, which is cool.
I remember that being really hard, like when I was first sort of, stuttering more openly and letting people know, like my aunts and my uncles and people like that who were like close to me, but I didn't see like that much.
Mm.
That was just like a really hard, it was hard to like let them hear me stutter. Like even once, like they knew what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know me as someone who talked like that. Mm. Like even like, it was much easier to say it to them than to actually stutter in front of them.
Yeah. Like there can be a feeling that like stuttering like sounds okay and is acceptable and like endearing and makes you brave until you're actually like struggling. And then I feel like I'm always afraid that people will be like, oh, this is stuttering. Ooh.
Yeah. I always got this sense that they were extremely uncomfortable, like when I would get stuck. And I'm sure that was a lot of me reflecting what I felt onto them.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's hard for, like, it was hard for me to sort of change the way that I thought about this And I can't even imagine how it would be for someone that wasn't there through the whole process, but just sort of saw the after effects.
Right. Yeah.
This is David Seidler. I'm a stutterer. And this is Stutter Talk.
This is David Mitchell. I'm the author of the book Black Queen and a patron of the British Standards Association. And you are listening to Stutter Talk.
Is there anything else going on with you stuttering-wise? Any interesting patterns?
I've been stuttering a lot lately. And I'm not entirely sure why. I don't know if there's like a great reason behind it. I don't know if I'm necessarily struggling more or not. Maybe like a little bit more. But it's just like happening a lot more. I don't know. Maybe this time of the year or need to. I don't know. There's nothing like hugely going on that's making me stressed. So I don't know. One of those times when stuttering is not related to stress.
It was interesting. Like I was at the NSA, the National Stuttering Association Midtown Manhattan chapter last night.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was good. It was like a good turnout. It was fun.
That's great.
And we broke into groups, and like there was like a universal feeling that this time of year we're stuttering more.
Huh.
And like it's possible that whenever you meet that everyone's like, this time of year I'm stuttering more. because like we're always like thinking that we're in like a bad phase. But it was pretty universal that everyone's like, yeah, they're stressed and I'm just stuttering a lot. it was interesting to like hear that common pattern.
Yeah.
During this like busy time of year.
Yeah. I think for me, I don't know if I there's definitely times where I like don't feel like I'm stuttering much. So I really do believe that this part is more than it's been for a bit. Yeah, I don't know. I always want to like pinpoint things back to something and be able to like find the cause and know why. And
right.
Stuttering is one of those annoying things that you really just can't.
Right. Yeah. Have you ever tried meditation?
I have not. I mean, I probably have a lot to learn. I did one meditation class once and it was years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just fell asleep. Mm-hmm. And then I never tried it again.
Yeah.
It was like, maybe I should just take a nap instead.
I've been practicing it for maybe like 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And I find that it, I mean, it's hard with meditation because I feel like I feel good when I'm meditating every day. Mm-hmm. And it like positively affects a lot of things. So it's hard to like pinpoint, but with stuttering, I feel like it makes it easier for me to, like if I'm in a hard moment at work, say like I was talking to someone and I'm stuttering a lot. So sometimes there's a tendency after that to like go in my head to like a very deep place of like, today sucks. And like, I'm just going to keep doing this. It's going to get worse. And like, so it's easy to like get wrapped up in like the negative and like dread the future. But if I am meditating regularly, like it's a lot easier for me to not dread the future. And that's like the only thing that I can say. I'm not really sure how that works, but when I am stuttering, it's easier for me to be like, this is just one interaction. And like this person, it does not think I'm insane and like, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that sounds great.
Yeah.
I would love to learn more about that.
Yeah. I remember I used to hear about people doing it for stuttering. I'd be like, that's such bull. Like they're thinking that they can just like be zen and then not stutter. But that's not really the point I'm realizing. It's more like the coping process is affected.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that, I mean, I would assume you don't expect that when you that you meditate, you won't stutter anymore, but just be able to sort of deal with this stuttering in a more productive way.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, one stuttering situation doesn't ruin the rest of your day.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like nothing, like, hugely is going on stuttering-wise. I'm stuttering more, but it's not, like, affecting me all that much.
Hmm.
Which is great.
Maybe we can just close the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to our short and sweet B-Team catch-up with Karen and I. We will be checking back in after the holidays for some New Year's resolution action. And we hope that everyone has a good holiday season. Karen, you want us to say bye?
Yeah, bye everyone, and enjoy your holidays.
Try and stutter a lot at home and tell your family. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Supportive.
Have you ever seen him here? It's kind of like really weird sounds.
Oh, I was actually scratching my computer for some reason.
Why?
I have no idea.